What's up, everybody? It's Meshach. It's 3:21 a.m. Eastern time. I've basically been on my couch for the last 14 hours or so, working and reading, studying and learning and working and programming and typing. But not talking really, because no one's here. So this is strangely my first time of the day to really. That's not true, actually. I just got off the phone with my girlfriend, but that was the first time of the day that I got to talk to anybody. And I live in New York City. That's crazy. But what did I do today? I learned a hell of a lot about JSON data stores and JavaScript data stores over the last couple of weeks, and I installed a MongoDB and built a little app. I installed and built a Rest app. I installed and built a Lithium 3 app, and I tested a Node.js app. I installed and built. That was all today. I architected or built the first draft of the architecture for a client today, who will be moving from a Cake PHP app to what will probably be a REST API layer connected to a really, really simple front-end site, front-end application. So the architecture was basically to take from Cake PHP and Crugo, which he's currently running, and MySQL, to trend to change out the MySQL database with Mongo. Cake can do that pretty seamlessly, and the application itself is pretty easy. It's going to be a lot of manual labor, basically, to go in or repetitive labor to go in and just change all the database calls to this different type of parameter sets that Mongo requires. But once that's done, it should be a pretty easy switch, and then we'll have to run a script to grab all of the data that is currently in the SQL database and dump that in. Which will also be interesting. So basically, all the work will be on really menial tasks that are silly that we have to do at all. But just that there isn't. I'm only lamenting that nobody's written a layer between MongoDB and Cake that just translates into Cake's native auto magic terms. So anyway, we're moving from Mongo from SQL to Mongo, and then eventually we'll run sort of the admin site with Cake and Mongo, and then on the same server we'll run an API layer. We'll probably use Rest framework to populate a little API layer before all the Cake people speak up. I know Cake handles REST APIs just fine. We're actually going to be moving away from Cake completely, so I'm putting in a Rest layer now to have the API sit there. And then the actual production server is probably going to use something called Fat Free PHP, F3. I looked at it today and installed and ran it. Well, so. I think that's the right architecture. Front end F3, middleware is Rest as an API, and MongoDB. And then eventually, once the API is sort of full featured, we'll get rid of Cake altogether and build some apps on the API. So that's it, people. 5 minutes is up. Happy Tuesday.